Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to our primary night coverage. This is Mark Reardon. I am joined by Brad Young in the 97.1 FM Talk studio. Also, former Senator Lamping is with me, and we have Mark Cox and Annie Frye. Annie tells me she's at Eric Schmidt's headquarters. They're playing We Are the Champions. He has been congratulated by Billy Long. Josh Hawley has weighed in on Twitter congratulating him on the victory. It didn't take long, Brad and John, for this race to be called tonight because Schmidt, well, we looked at the totals early, and the margins stayed somewhat similar. There's still a lot of vote totals to come in, but Schmidt, this isn't even close in the end.
No, it's not close. And I think really what it demonstrates, John, you were saying this earlier in the show when we got started, you were talking about how the Schmidt team had a very well-defined campaign plan and they executed it. And it seems like, again, from an inside politics perspective, that game plan paid off.
Oh, it was run perfectly to a T. It was lopsided. You know, he had the resources, but they had the discipline, and they knew what they were doing. And you know, as soon as we saw that Schmidt had 55% of St. Charles County with 40% of the vote, that was a big victory there.
Maria Keene is down at St. Louis County Election Headquarters, keeping track of some of the numbers, the county executive race, and some of the ballot issues. What are you seeing tonight, Maria?
Well, right now it's 14.8% of the polls reporting in St. Louis County. Sam Page has a substantial lead over Jane Duker at 63.84%. Right now, Duker is at 36.16%. I think the surprise of the evening in the county executive race, Catherine Pinner, Republican, still leading pretty substantially over Shamet Dogan with 57.09%. And to Dogan's 42.91. So that's a bit of a surprise.
We've been talking about that, Maria. I know you have not been listening to the coverage, but that seems to be a major surprise if that's how that race ends. He was the prohibitive assumed nominee. He wasn't even just the favorite.
And that's correct. And for a lot of people, they didn't know that there was another Republican candidate even running. Right. So I think that's where so much of the surprise is coming from. But, you know, again, only 14.8% of the polls are reporting right now. It seems to be pretty slow coming in from St. Louis County.
Yeah, that could change. Anything else that's catching your attention right now?
No, as far as the things that we talked about earlier, the incidents that they had at some of the polling locations, police are starting to downplay that a little bit and saying that, yes, tempers flared, but things weren't quite as volatile as initially reported. So I think they're trying to, because everybody's been reporting that, the fact that they had a brawl of 40 people, and they said, that's just not the case. Apparently, one of the poll workers might have gotten a little bit upset, called the county election board, who immediately called in the police. So some discrepancy there about just how bad a situation this was.
All right. Thank you, Maria. Keep us posted on the other numbers that are coming in. I appreciate it.
I will.
I think we're going to hear from Annie here in just a couple of minutes. I'm just kind of looking on the Twitter right now, and the main storyline is congratulations for Schmidt and all the stories that are coming across about his victory. And I think that the other part of that is that Greitens, it looks like, again, a lot of votes to be counted, but it certainly looks at this point that he's going to finish third, and that's a significant part of the story as well.
It is. And the other district, we really haven't talked about this evening, but over in District 3 with Blaine Lutkemeyer, I mean, everyone thought that he was going to win had the district stayed the same. But his district in the redistricting process that really wasn't even finalized, I don't believe, until April or May, he still won that redrawn district. But yet, you know, again, when these candidates filed to run, they didn't know what their district would even look like, John.
Yeah, but there's no candidate against Blaine. I mean, there's always somebody that puts their name on the ballot. I like to say that, you know, people put their names on the ballots, things, so at their eulogy, somebody says, well, back in the day, he ran for this. There's 21 U.S. Senate candidates this time. But Blaine's a very effective political person. He stands in line to chair an important committee. He's very well funded. He didn't campaign very hard because he didn't need to campaign very hard. And you know, the only two contested races at the congressional level are the 4th and the 7th district on the other side of the state, and those are a lot of fun. But the rest of them here, you know, I think Ann Wagner is going to win. She's contested too, and she'll win with at least a 3-1 margin.
What are the Cori Bush numbers looking like right now? You guys got eyeballs on those or not?
I can look. I'm at the county website.
I'm just disappointed because I really did think naively that we might have a race there where you'd have two candidates and Steve Roberts and Cori Bush that would challenge each other and talk about the issues and maybe get the voters thinking about that race. But it just seems like the incumbent's going to steamroll.
Yeah, she's 3-1.
Yeah.
In the county.
So people sit back who don't live in the first, John, whether they live in Missouri or Illinois, and they'll say, how is it possible that people can vote for Cori Bush when she wants to defund the police, she wants to defund the Pentagon, she's kooky on most of the issues, but that's the Democrat base in primaries.
Yeah, the Democrats have a real serious issue with the way our government works is they tend to concentrate themselves in dense settings. So like you look around the country, I mean, the top 30 cities in the country are all Democratic. The top 30 cities are 80% Democratic. And then when you try to run a nationwide, well, all your Democratic votes are in the same place. You know, Democrats are always bemoaning the fact that they have two U.S. senators, and South Dakota has two U.S. senators. And that's because, again, the Democrats tend to pack themselves into these areas. So, every state in the union has got a Cori Bush. They've got it's some densely populated urban center.
Just looking at the folks at Fox declaring Schmidt a victor as well. It didn't take long because when you look at the numbers, there's just not enough, you know, when you do the math, looking at the statewide totals to make up any ground for Vicky Hartzler or for Eric Reitens tonight. So Eric Schmidt is the Republican nominee on the Democrat or on the Republican side. On the Democrat side, it looks like Trudy Bush Valentine might be the winner. Lucas Kuntz is trailing badly in that race. Mark Cox is, I think, on the line. Maybe he's not on the line yet. He is at Eric Reitens' headquarters. And we got a text from Mark at the top of the hour saying that Eric Reitens was about to speak. I don't know if he did. Mark, what can you share with us this evening?
Yeah, Mark, no, that has not happened yet. Everyone's still standing around. There have been a couple of false starts when we thought we saw Governor Greitens walk up to the back of the stage, but he has not come out to address the crowd yet. The news alerts are starting to come across phones in the room here that Hawley and others have been congratulating Eric Schmidt. And I see that can I assume the race has been called?
The race has been called by a bunch of different sources, by the AP, by the Cook Political Report, by the Wall Street Journal, by the New York Times, yes.
I had only seen that come across from Channel 4 so far and the Post-Dispatch. So the word is filtering through here. So we're assuming any minute now the governor's going to take the stage with a microphone and concede because the margins – just from what I looked at a minute ago, are overwhelming at this point.
Yeah, he's gonna finish a distant third.
Yeah, yeah. So no, we. I mean, obviously, in my television days, I would turn around and we'd point the camera at the room and I'd say it's a somber mood here at Greitens' campaign headquarters. People are a little down in the dumps, and understandably so. I mean, this was more than any of these campaigns, with the possible exception of Billy Long, and I know McCloskey did a lot of footwork himself. This is very much a grassroots effort, and a lot of these people did a lot of hard work for Eric Greitens, so they're disappointed. I understand that, and we just have not heard from the candidate yet, and I'm going to stay here until we do. So I'm happy to call back in once I do. I'll try to take it live on my Facebook page, so maybe you guys can listen in.
We would love to do that, Mark. Keep us posted.
Yeah, I will do that. Thank you, Mark.
That's Mark Cox. You'll hear him with all kinds of wrap-ups and responses tomorrow morning on his show. Eric Schmidt he's running up big numbers here. 163,935. That's 43.5% of the vote to Vicky's 88,398. To Greitens at just 19.8% of the vote, 74,712. So the speech that Greitens gives, the concession speech and what he says and the tone will be interesting because, as you said, it's not like this is a close second or anything like that, or we're going to wait and see how the votes come in. He's getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, well, politically speaking, you're absolutely right. And that may be the only time that you can say that about a Navy SEAL.
Well, but you know what? Politically speaking, even Vicky, these numbers are a lot. John, would you admit that I think we felt like in the last week this was going to be double digits, but we're looking at like a 20% victory for Schmidt. That might not hold, right?
No, I think it'll be high.
That's a big
teens.
Win given the nature of this campaign, isn't it?
Well, see, what people need to really understand is just how much the money does this. Okay, every poll you saw this weekend had 15% undecided, 16% undecided. Well, the amount of spending that went into attacking Greitens, I think it's probably unprecedented in a primary in the state of Missouri for sure. It's a new all time record, and the fact that nobody hit Schmidt on anything. There's no negative attack. These people, the two candidates, Hartz, they couldn't even defend themselves, more or less attack Schmidt. And in 21st century politics, if you can outspend your opponent, he outspend the two of them combined. It'll end up being 4 or 5 to 1. And he's a good candidate. He presents himself. He's got a great track record. He's understood, meaning like people. This is his third time he's been on the ballot for statewide office,
right?
Which that's a formula for success in Missouri politics for sure. So no, Mark, it's not that crazy. It wasn't going to present itself. I mean, that campaign peaked yesterday. That's how they designed it a year ago. When are we going to peak?
Yeah, okay,
August 1st.
I'm just kind of thinking back here to yesterday, and I think that President Trump should probably send Ronna McDaniel of the RNC a big box of chocolates or some flowers, because had he weighed in with the last name of Greitens last night and just endorsed that Eric, which he was about to do until I think he was talked out of it, I mean, the media would have focused on that. See, you can't call him like you thought you could, Mr. Trump, because he was going to get this one very, very wrong.
It wouldn't have moved the point.
It wouldn't have changed anything anyway. Well, maybe a couple thousand votes, but let's say that he endorses Greitens, the results are the same. That doesn't look good for Trump. So that all capital Eric saved him some embarrassment, didn't it? If he endorses Greitens and Greitens gets his ass kicked, they love it in the national media.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, but he's a big boy with thick, really thick skin sometimes. But look, I mean, he knew yesterday. I mean, he knew Greitens was going to lose, and if he had endorsed Greitens, he could say, "Well, I endorsed him because he's my friend, my soon to be sister, daughter-in-law, whatever." But I think he actually kind of did the right thing. I mean, the right thing yesterday was to say nothing. But what he did ended up being a pretty good thing. We all knew this was going to happen tonight. This was not a big surprise.
A couple other things I wanted to mention here. I know, Wiggins, you're in here. I'm looking at some numbers from St. Charles County in District 3. Our friend Mike Elam, who fills in every once in a while on 97.1 FM Talk, is leading 54% to 45% over Tony Frisella. Steve Ellman, who was being challenged by Bob Onder in that race originally, only has Arnie Dienoff, who's in every election that is ever held, and he's getting beat by 83% to 17% by Steve Ellman. In the Jeff County Senate race that we're watching in District 22 between Dan Shaw, Shane Roden, Reardon Roundtable veteran Mary Elizabeth Coleman, and Jeff Rohrer, Mary Elizabeth has the lead in that 33% to Dan Shaw's actually moved into second over Rorta. Mm-hmm. That's not final, but that's interesting as well. Wiggins, what do you got for us?
So I'm getting reports from the Annie Fry Show team, of which I am not a part of tonight, that Eric Schmidt is about to come out. He may actually be out right now speaking, and Eric Greitens doing the same thing, so they may be actually about to speak or speaking now at the same time. So we'll monitor that. We'll try to pull that up if we can get it.
Yeah, we're trying to do our best on the feeds. We're not sure if we will have access to that, but we'll bring you the audio as soon as we possibly can. Mark said that Greitens had not popped out yet, but I would assume that Eric Schmidt's going to take the stage as well. You would think that'd be something they would cover nationally if they can as well.
If they can, yeah, they'd have to eat into Tucker's time, though, wouldn't they?
Well, we'll take a break here. We'll see if we can get a little bit of that feed. We'll continue to update you on the numbers. We're going to check in with Annie as well. It's primary election night 2022 on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, we're going to take you to a live broadcast of the new Republican nominee for the United States Senate on the Republican side, Eric Schmidt.
Yeah, he started as a butcher, later worked 7 days a week in the midnight shift at Anheuser-Busch. And not too far from here, I worked at Grant's Farm while in college, giving tours and taking out the trash. And don't we need a little bit more of that in Washington? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't come from billions. I come from Bridgeton. I'm proud of my working class roots. And I'm going to Washington to fight for working families, defeat socialism, and lead the fight to save America. What a hard-fought campaign it's been, and it should be. Because the issues we're facing as a country are important.
Well, I'm gonna pull out of this just because the audio is I can't even hear it at this point. I was trying to roll with it. We're gonna roll on another feed, and we'll see if we can bring you part of that speech. But obviously, that's Eric Schmidt and his victory speech tonight. We'll come back with more, and we'll talk to Annie next on 97.1 FM Talk.
This is a great time of the year to upgrade the energy efficiency in your home with my friends at Window World. Mark Cox here to tell you more about my experience with Window World. They replaced a couple of windows at my house. They were just panes of glass. We wanted to be able to get some airflow into the master bathroom. They came out, they gave us a free estimate, and then had the windows, it seems, installed in no time. Very professional, lifetime warranty I get. And you get an extra double strength glass on their replacement windows that's not common. So you're getting a great price, simply the best for less. They do front entry doors, rear entry doors. If you're looking to replace that back door or sliding glass door in your home, they've got a great selection at Window World. They're also right now offering 18 months, same as cash financing, of course, with approved credit. The preferred window of the St. Louis Blues, 314-993-1800, windowworld.com.
The MedSpa at the Institute of Natural Health understands how difficult it is to maintain healthy skin and how much this can affect someone's life. With the right combination of treatments and products, they can help you keep your skin looking healthy and more youthful, while also reducing and preventing damage. Take your first step towards healthy skin at the MedSpa at the Institute of Natural Health. Visit them at inhstl.com or call to schedule at 314-293-8123. That's 314-293-8123.
Come to the Enchanted Attic. Come to the Enchanted Attic. Come to the Enchanted Attic, and the mysteries of life shall be revealed. Gaze into a crystal ball to see your future. Breathe in the exotic fragrances of incense, candles, and essential oils. Adorn your body with jewelry encrusted with mystical gemstones from around the world. Why, many who enter the magical realm of the Enchanted Attic feel as though they have entered another dimension in time and space. But actually, in reality, they have just entered 304 South Main Street in historic St. Charles, home of the famous Enchanted Attic. This is Diane, and you need to come to the Enchanted Attic. It's mystical, magical, and a whole lot of fun. Open every day, free gift with purchase. You'll love this store.
Hey, welcome back. Primary 22 coverage, 97.1 FM Talk. This is Mark Reardon. I think we have a better audio feed of the speech that is going on right now by the new Republican nominee for the United States Senate on the Republican side, our Attorney General Eric Schmidt.
To energy exploration and energy dominance so we can reduce the price of gas at the pump. Yeah. Protect the rights of parents and stop the indoctrination of our children. Getting divisive politics out of our classrooms once and for all. I believe in the promise of America, that the sons and daughters of working families can be whatever they want to be if they work hard and pursue their dreams. But our country and our culture are under assault. We've witnessed a quick descent into chaos in our streets, with rising crime and fentanyl overdoses. We're seeing unprecedented generational theft, with staggering debt left for our children, with inflation and an economy in recession, depriving the next generation of the opportunities that they deserve. The Washington politicians are making it harder for Americans to pursue the American dream. But here's the truth. We're just one election away from turning this country around. Yes. This election can change the course of the country and save our republic. And I am going to Washington on a mission to protect freedom and opportunity for the next generation, for my kids, for your kids. We should leave them with an inheritance. The birthright of every American is freedom and liberty and opportunity. Our children are our most precious resource. Every dream counts, and every life has dignity and matters.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. And some of the greatest gifts God has given us are children with special needs. Like my son Stephen. I thank God every day for his life. It will never be typical, but it will always be special. And a great gift. He was my inspiration to want to have a greater impact on the world and make a difference. And that fire still burns. I'm not interested in being invited to all the DC cocktail parties or being the most popular person in Washington. I'm not going there to go along to get along. I want to be your senator to push back against the wokeness and the weakness that is undermining America. And to solve the kitchen table issues that keep moms and dads across Missouri awake at night. For all of you who voted for me, thank you for your trust and your faith. For those who didn't vote for me, I welcome you to join our campaign as we head into the most important election of our lifetime. And I want to say a special thanks to our great volunteer army who put in many hours, making many calls, putting up signs, praying for me and my family. Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank my wife, Jamie. And my three kids, Stephen, Sophia, and Olivia, for your love and support. You inspire me every day and at the heart of why I am running this campaign. And I also want to thank my mom and my dad, my sisters, and the rest of my family here today. And I want to thank my fabulous staff. What a great team. What an incredible team. Ladies and gentlemen, this campaign isn't over, but tonight's victory is a validation of our message to protect freedom, to push back against socialism, to secure our borders and protect our communities. And my message isn't going to change in the fall, because those aren't just Republican values. They're Missouri values. And Missouri needs a senator who wakes up every day to fight for them and their future. I will be that senator. I will be your voice. Thank you. God bless you. God bless the great state of Missouri. And God bless the United States of America. Let's go win.
That is Eric Schmidt, the Republican Attorney General, who was appointed to that position, obviously because of a political scandal in Missouri. This whole thing is kind of a novel, isn't it, John Lamping, because of everything that's happened in the past few years. We knew this was going to be a contentious battle. It was down to the wire with the Trump endorsement of Eric yesterday, and Mr. Trump got it right. The former president nailed it here with Eric Schmidt becoming the nominee and really trouncing Eric Greitens, who's going to end up finishing third, and really a distant third in the end here in this race. And I think we all kind of agree, even without what happened yesterday, I mean, the writing was on the wall for him to get smoked because of all the money that came in by the PACs and the Schmidt campaign.
Yeah, I mean, Eric Schmidt will have outspent the two principal opponents 3 or 4 to 1, including the PAC money. And in modern day politics, it's very difficult to overcome that. And look, let's be honest, Eric Greitens made it easy for him. You know, the message that Eric Greitens carried is a very powerful message, but the guy who was carrying it was the imperfect vessel. And the money was there to knock him down, but it wasn't that hard to take his personal indiscretions to account. And that's what cost him the race.
Well, and I think the difficulty on the part of the former governor is not realizing how much the damage was accumulating. Because it wasn't, I said this many times, it'd be one thing if it was just about the affair. If it was just about the affair, no one would care. It wasn't just about that. There were other things that had happened that certainly fit the pattern of behavior where people sat back and said, it's not worth the risk to put this Senate seat on the line, especially at this time in this country. Do we have any indication of how Lucas Kuntz is doing against Trudy Bush Valentine right now?
Yeah, in fact, I was just looking at those numbers, and it's very lopsided. It's about 66% to 33%. And if you look at the county breakdown between Kuntz and Valentine, Valentine looks like she has widespread support here in the primary across the state. So I want to ask John, when we look forward to this November election, when you look at the money that Schmidt can bring to bear, both personally, not personally himself, but his own campaign fundraising and the PAC money, compared to what Valentine can put together, combined with Valentine's complete and total inexperience in running for an election, I mean, do you see this as being even close in November?
No, this won't be close. This she's the perfect candidate for Eric to run against. It's, you know, I don't understand the Democratic voter. Obviously, I'm not a Democratic voter. The political insiders on that side of the aisle, Jeff Smith was very impressed by Kuntz. For all I know, he voted for Kuntz. But all the other people said, well, but Trudy's going to win. And because Trudy's going to spend $10-15 million of her own dollars.
Well, Rainford said it yesterday. She's a terrible candidate, but she spent a lot of money, right?
Yeah, and I guess that's all it takes. And that party right now, the other guy, Kuntz, he ran for 15 months.
Yeah, 15 months. 15 months he's been running.
And,
for that.
And very, very great personal story, and he raised $4.5 million, mostly small dollar donations, took no PAC money. I mean, you think that's what the modern day Democratic Party's all about, what this guy is about, and then you had to Tashara Jones and Sam Page endorse the money, right? Let's be honest, right?
Before I get to Ryan Wiggins, I had to retweet this. I don't even know who this person is. At @annotation. If Greitens gets beaten any harder, he'll have to become his own mistress. Ouchie.
Ouch.
Ouch. Ooh. But, you know, good line. Got to give credit where credit is due. Wiggins, what do you got?
That is a good line.
We are seeing that the race in the 2nd Congressional District is being called for Ann Wagner. So, I don't know that that was really in question, was it, at any time?
No, it's interesting, though, because there's a lot of, most of these relatively uncontested incumbent congressional seats, the incumbent wins 75, 80%, 74%, and always has a couple of challengers, and there's grumblings. There were grumblings in the old district, and now the district is redrawn, and it'll be curious to see in 2 years if somebody steps up and takes her on.
Annie is over there at the Schmidt headquarters. We just had the audio of the speech. We got part of it on there. Annie, how are you? I'm guessing they're celebrating big time over there.
Yep, I had to step out. Super noisy in that room, but there are a lot of people who, you know, you get in a room like this. It's not a huge room, but it's packed full of people. And you've got Eric Schmidt up there accepting the victory, said he heard from Vicky Hartzler, said he heard from President Trump himself on the victory. And there's so many people who pack into that room who have been working really hard for this moment. Of course, Eric Schmidt gets the victory tonight, but it is really a team effort. Lots of excitement.
Well, was there, you know, you go in, I've been in these rooms, we all have, and you just don't know. You think you're told the polling looks good, you feel confident, but you don't know, by evidence of the fact that Shamet Dogan is losing in the Republican nomination for St. Louis County Executive to someone that nobody's ever heard of. So there are surprises in politics, but this thing ended up not even being nearly as close as a lot of us thought.
Yeah, you know, you do. You go in there, and we had a thought that potentially Schmidt would be the victor. You kind of lay it out like he's, but this is like sports too, right? You go into a postseason play, and you expect someone to win, and then someone comes up and sneaks
an upset,
up and stuns the world. And so you know that that's the case. If you're a superstitious person, you don't say the things out loud when the no-hitter is going, and you wait to see what happens. And I think that there were not very many people in that room tonight that doubted what the outcome was, but very excited. And honestly, it's 9:30. This could have been a lot later. It happened pretty quickly.
I would have thought that it would have been later. Now, Mark Cox is over with Eric Greitens. He says that he just thanks supporters. He did not concede, at least not in that room. So I don't know if he'll call Eric Schmidt or not, but it'll be interesting to see what the end reaction from the former governor is after the numbers are in as well. Annie, I don't know what
certainly.
That's going to be.
Eric Schmidt didn't. He did mention Vicky Hartzler's phone call and the President Trump, I should say, calling. He did not say anything about Eric Greitens. He did invite, of course, everybody who's running this race. You know, everybody's trying to do their best to earn the position to represent Missouri in the Senate. And I've said this on my air as much as I possibly could. Missourians had a lot of great choices, and when it comes time to win this race, the Republican Party needs to retain the seat. Otherwise, things get unnecessarily weird in the United States Senate after the midterm if Missouri's seat doesn't stay red.
Well, yeah,
and I think that this Eric Schmidt win tonight makes that easier.
Okay, so reaction on this, I said this earlier. I said, look, President Trump might want to thank Ronna McDaniel for getting involved in that conversation yesterday during lunch to say, maybe you don't want to endorse Greitens and just keep it Eric. Or whoever came with that idea ended up being brilliant in the end, because that could have been a little bit of an embarrassment.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that conversation until you brought it up in one of our previous chats, and it's a really smart move, because it's one thing to win the primary, but you can win the primary and lose the general in November, and that's a loss. That doesn't go down. You don't go down and think about that race as a win. And Eric Greitens' show, we had the Trey Falger Group, Robert C. Cahaley, on our show several times, and they're the ones who came out with that poll earlier on that showed Republicans running away with this thing. Unless Eric Greitens won the nomination, then you put a third-party candidate in there, it's chaos. And, you know, I think tonight Missouri said we want to guarantee a win. It's not a guarantee. Never going to say that until November gets here and goes. But I think that this choice, Vicky Hartzler, certainly was a fantastic choice as well. Missouri said we want to make sure this thing stays red.
All right, Annie. Well, thanks for all the help tonight. And we will hear you tomorrow on the radio.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been great being here, and you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Appreciate it. Mark Cox is going to come up again. We do have a final vote total in the Senate District 22. That's the one featuring Reardon Roundtable veteran Mary Elizabeth Coleman. Two things usually happen if you're on the Reardon Roundtable and you're a candidate for office. You either go to federal prison or you win your races, and that's what happened for Mary Elizabeth.
And you've seen both here recently.
It's a big gamble for a candidate coming up.
There's really no in-between. That's the pattern. But Mary Elizabeth wins 33.8% of the vote to Dan Shaw finishes second, 25% of the vote. Jeff Rorta ends up in third. It was tight, though. It was 57-90 to 42-90 to 41-80 to 28-52 for Shane Roden. There you go, the final in District 22. And it looks like Nick Shore blew away his opponent, right, in the St. Charles
race? Yeah, actually, the Conservative caucus is having a great night tonight.
Across the state, right?
Yeah, that looks like they've knocked off at least one incumbent and maybe a second one. And that could actually shift leadership in the Senate going into next January.
That's former Senator John Lamping. Ryan Wiggins is here. And also Brad Young with us in the studio, 97.1 FM Talk, primary night, 2022.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Eric Schmidt is the Republican nominee for the United States Senate for the seat that Roy Blunt is giving up. And you know, guys, Brad Young is with me in the studio, former Senator John Lamping, Ryan Wiggins. Democracy is just a terrible, terrible thing, isn't it? Look at this red state of Kansas, where voters tonight, we picked up on this trend looking at those totals early, voters did uphold the right to abortion in a red state, voting against an amendment to the state constitution, and it wasn't even close. So that's something that we're going to be talking about in the next couple of days. Mark Cox was out with the Eric Greitens team. We understand that he did make a brief statement. We're going to find out a little bit more what happened there at that headquarters as he finishes third and a distant third tonight, Mark.
Yeah, I see that. Results were mentioned. He came out. He thanked his supporters, thanked them for fighting hard, said that he would continue to fight for them, and then he left. He did not use the words concession. He didn't say if he had, he didn't congratulate a winner. I caught up with his press guy, Dylan, afterwards and asked if he was going to be available to the media, and they said no. And I said, well, I have a couple of questions. And basically he said, well, text them to me and I'll see if I can get you an answer. So I reached out and asked, did he concede and did he end up talking to Eric Schmidt? Will he support Schmidt in the general election? I haven't received a response yet, but, you know, it wasn't your standard concession speech. Let's put it that way.
So if you combine, this is with 68% of the vote in. I think this is interesting. And you add up Billy Long, Eric Greitens, and Vicky Hartzler. Those vote totals come to 262,648 for those three candidates. Eric Schmidt still beats them with 265,000 votes, 46%. So he's beating this field by 25 percentage points right now, which
wow.
is kind of staggering.
So it is staggering, and you have to wonder, I mean, the polls had him at about a 10%. Like, the biggest margin I saw was 11 or 12, I think, over Greitens, right?
Yeah, that's, John Lamping, what does that say about the polling? Because the polling was a little off. Even the average was 8.5%. Now, these aren't, we got 40% of the votes still going to come in, so maybe it narrows, but
right.
he still wins by 18 points, right?
Well, there wasn't a hard enough case made by the other candidates going, you know, last 48 hours. I mean, Vicky was out there hammering away, doing her thing, but then she's making jokes yesterday about the other Erics in the race. That doesn't, no, there's no energy behind the other candidates, and you know, Greitens really could never recover from the spending. So the polls were right. I mean, they showed this race widening every week for the last four or five. Schmidt was farther and farther ahead. And I mean, I'm not surprised with the margin of victory. It will end up being 17, 18 points when it all
probably.
Said and done.
Yeah, right. All right, Mark
Cox. Are there any large areas still outstanding?
No,
haven't reported yet.
No, Mark, but like we saw early on, like he was at 55% in St. Charles County. Schmidt was like so the major
right.
major
pretty
Republican
early.
Areas early on, and never really looked back.
All right, Mark Cox, go get some sleep. We got to get you on the radio tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care. We'll talk. 9:48. Former State Senator Jeff Smith has also been on the Reardon Roundtable with Senator Lamping many times and has weighed in columns that have gotten national attention on this Senate race. I want to get his reaction on the Republican side as well. Jeff, how are you this evening? You've been making poker analogies. What's the poker analogy to the final results here tonight?
Eric Schmidt walked away with all the money.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, good night, great night for him. And obviously, Eric Greitens walked away broke without his car keys.
Are you surprised by the totals right now? They're pretty wide. This is a huge lead right now, 25 points.
Yeah, I would expect that it would probably narrow just a little bit. But yeah, I mean, obviously a bigger margin, I think, than just about any poll showed for Eric Schmidt. So again, a superb night for him.
You don't think, Jeff, that this would have changed dramatically had the endorsement come down differently yesterday, do you?
Look, endorsements, as we've talked about, are worth what you do as the endorser to make them worth something. If you endorse someone the night before Election Day, it's impossible for them to, for lack of a better word, like monetize that endorsement or leverage that endorsement. If Trump would have endorsed Eric Greitens 3 weeks ago, I think Eric Greitens could have won this race. If it would have been a sole endorsement,
right, right,
that would have given Eric Greitens time to to raise money based off that endorsement. It would have given him time to bring Trump in to do, you know, a couple days of events the final weekend and build crowds around that and build energy around that. It would have given time to cut TV ads and pay for TV ads with Trump featured in them. In doing a dual endorsement on the last night, it really accomplished nothing for anyone. Of course, it will let Trump take credit for this victory, as he always does when there's an opportunity to do, but Trump didn't have anything to do with this win. It was Eric Schmidt's win and his team that did a very effective job of communicating over the last couple months.
I think you supported Lucas Kuntz on the Democrat side. Bush Valentine is winning 45-37% right now. Your thoughts on that?
I don't think she'll have much of a chance to win in the general election. Kuntz offered a different message, kind of an alternative a profile that was a little bit similar to Jason Kander's, which worked well for Kander 6 years ago. Kuntz had a more populist message that I think could have had broader appeal in the state. And I think he's a, you know, fluent and compelling public speaker. I think Trudy Bush Valentine, as a novice, a neophyte candidate, is going to struggle to carry a message against an experienced politician and communicator like Schmidt in a red state in which, you know, in a midterm election with the Democrats in power in Washington, D.C., already there's an advantage to the Republicans. So I think it's going to be an extremely uphill battle for any Democratic nominee, but especially for Trudy Bush Valentine.
Anything else that you've seen statewide? You know, we were talking a little bit as you came in about the abortion issue in Kansas, which is fascinating right now.
Yeah. I mean, what that signals to me is just overreach. You know, the Republicans on the issue of abortion are kind of like the dog who catches the car. You know, they got what they've been campaigning on for 40 years with the Dobbs decision, but now that it actually comes to the voters and it's been put before them, like, do you really want to eliminate all these exceptions? No, that's not where the majority of voters are. Look, the majority of voters in this country, Mark, and we've talked about this, they're not 100% pro-choice up into the eighth month of pregnancy.
No, right.
And they're not 100% pro-life in cases of rape and incest or, you know, threats to the life of the mother. Most Americans are somewhere in between. And that's kind of what Roe was it kind of gave like a benchmark, a threshold beyond which states could not go. Now that states can, and there's political pressure to do it, it's going to potentially be a disadvantage to Republicans.
I hate democracy, just like your party does, Jeff Smith. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. I appreciate it. We will talk soon. It's 9:53. Yeah, look, that's the way it works. That's the way that it really is supposed to work. Wiggins, thank you for all the participation. Got anything else you want to throw in before we wrap it up here?
No, I think just summarizing what you mostly just said it, but it does look like Cori Bush is going to beat Steve Roberts just as far as another local race, if you're just tuning in. Ann Wagner is going to run away with that one. And generally speaking, I mean, just listen to John talk about conservative caucus having a good night across Missouri. Just some broad brushstrokes there of what's happening in Missouri. So Schmidt obviously is the winner.
We're going to wrap things up here in a couple of minutes, but obviously there's some other races around the country. Arizona we'll take a look at. I'll have some more on that tomorrow afternoon when I hit the air. John, anything to close out this evening?
No, I just want to thank all of the campaigns for doing such a great job that we all get to go home on time.
Good job.
I want to thank them for that. Brad Young as well. We're all thankful that the vote totals came in. And I am personally, I think, because we focused so much on it, although the reality was sort of out there that Jane Duker put up a good fight for, you know, county executive. And the way that that happened was unique because she saw nobody else challenging Sam Page. She didn't want the job. She didn't need the job. She decided to fight for the job, but you know some of the stuff in primaries is baked in, and that's what happened in the end. Right. If she would have, John, I mean, if she would have won as an independent or something, maybe a better chance. But really, the story in the county executive's race, ironically, is on the Republican side, where it looks like Shamed Dogan might lose.
It is. In fact, 99% of the votes are in, according to St. Louis County, and Dogan is down 56% to 44%. So that race is effectively over.
That is an amazing story.
That's the biggest upset.
It really is.
The biggest upset of the evening.
So the thing that, and it's his fault, because I didn't see the guy out there at all. I had him on my roundtable a few months ago. I thought, well, the guy, you know, I never heard from him since. You got to kind of do your part as a candidate, too. And if you're not doing anything to get yourself free attention, well, guess what? You're going to lose in a primary to somebody that nobody's ever heard of. That is stunning. It really is.
It was obviously a horrible campaign, one for the ages.
God.
It is that hard to be a Republican, though. It really is that hard to be a Republican in St. Louis County and be elected official.
The other thing we haven't mentioned tonight, Mark, I know we're short on time, but Proposition A in the county was the whistleblower proposition, and it won. It was a runaway freight train. It was 81% in favor of the whistleblower, which to me contradicts the outcome of the Democrat primary for county executive, because Jane Duker ran on accountability in government. That was her whole focus of her campaign.
Nothing ever makes sense, right?
It doesn't make sense.
Well, we'll wrap it all up again tomorrow here as I hit the air. Mark will be here. Annie in the midday. I'll be on at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. I can't even remember. My old show is in 2. I'm very confused. It's been a long day. Thanks to Abby Hobold, who's working in the other room hard. She's our producer. Anna Bowman, who's been doing the website stuff. And, of course,
how about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
Couldn't do it without Fred. Thank you, gang. We'll talk tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.